Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In the verses that came before this passage, we reflected on Jesus being the living way to the Father. If we live in Him, we can return to our condition as children of God. But now Jesus presents it from another angle. He says that if we know Him, we already know the Father. In other words, Jesus says He is not just the way. Once you've been with Him for a while, you'll eventually get to the destination. That seems to be what Philip was implying with his question, and why Jesus reacted to it. As if one thing was to know God in this world, but when we enter heaven, it will be a completely different God than the one we knew. So Jesus says, No, Philip, I am not just the way. I am also the truth and the life. As you walk in me, you can already begin to know the Father in me. Sometimes people say, well, nobody knows what God is like. No human language can really express the mystery of God. But Jesus doesn't seem to agree with that. He says He can express the truth about the Father in human terms in His words and in His actions, so that to know Him is to know the Father. In the next verses, Jesus explains that this is so because all that He says and does is what the Father has asked Him to communicate to us. He was sent to be a faithful reflection of the Father, and that is linked to the authenticity of His mission. Jesus doesn't want to convey something of His own, so to say, but strictly the Father's character. And then He implies, if the Father's glory can be visible in me, it will also be visible in my disciples, in my church. You will also be able to perform miracles, to convert the hearts of people, and to obtain whatever you ask for. Now, this is a bold promise. But notice the clause that Jesus includes here. In my name. I read this pray in my name as entering into Christ, becoming Christ-like when we pray. When you ask something with the heart of Christ, the Father won't refuse anything you ask for in that way. So, what have you come to know about the Father through Christ? What gestures and words of Jesus are especially luminous to you? What does the Father want you to pray for in the heart of Christ?